We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 108. Back here with you on the show. Chad Hartman, Dan Cook, Adam Carter, and I've said this probably 1,000 times, but the first time in a number of months, Lindsay Gentzel is here in studio. She has brought us food.
I have.
Adam is
those
already.
Those big chunks are, that's cauliflower?
Cauliflower gnocchi.
Are you kidding me?
No. Do you like it?
You got to be kidding me.
Is it good?
Oh, my God.
Good.
It's cauliflower, and I'm enjoying it.
Yes, good. Good.
Oh, there's the, I was going to say, you teased me. No fork. I was going to like,
No. I wrapped it up in a napkin like a fancy person would.
Yes.
Sorry, Dan. I knew you would not enjoy what I brought, so.
No, I very much appreciate you
not trying to
put it in my face. Yeah.
All right, so let's go gnocchi. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Yeah. But it has to be done right. The issue, I think, when you get gnocchi and you're doing it at home is that it doesn't get the crisp around the outside.
Yes.
But if you get it at a restaurant and it's nice and plump and there's just that little, like, butter sear on the outside, I'm in.
Sounds like Adam on a regular basis right there. Just plump and with that sear.
Wow. Thanks a lot. God.
I just said that to needle you because that's not true. And, you know, look at how, I mean, the man has been committed to fitness. He's now entering a triathlon competition.
Whoa.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes.
I would.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've got some influence on the outside that might push you to,
yes,
to get that going.
Yeah. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. It's a little weird.
Okay,
here.
So let's talk about that, right?
As someone who has incredible anxiety walking in this building, I was like, okay, so how's this going to go?
Okay, what day did you leave? Ballpark.
March 21st.
March 21st. Like the week
of, yeah, March. I think it was March 21st.
Okay, March 21st.
So it's been 9 months.
9 months.
And I joked on Twitter that it only took 9 months in inviting myself back for me to come in studio.
I did see that. Okay, so give people kind of an assessment of the last 9 months.
A mess.
Stop.
No, it's been controlled chaos in like the very nicest way. I've gotten to do a lot of cooking on TV. I need to come up with a better way of describing that to people because people ask all the time, so what do you do? And I'm like, well, I cook on TV, and they don't quite catch on, nor do I really go into much detail about
that
it.
That is spectacular.
What about celebrity chef?
Celebrity chef. Well, I think I should have some proper training if I'm going to call myself a celebrity chef. And that is something that I've been throwing around is, do I go back to school and do, you know, a certificate program? We've got a lot of really great food programs at some of the community colleges around town, or do I reach out to one of the many amazing chefs in town and ask if I can come in and bus tables in order to get some time in the kitchen? So I'm kind of all over the
place. Okay, you've always loved cooking.
I have.
It's something that you've been drawn to. It's been a part of your life, right? You love preparation. That's what you've done on Jason Matheson's show on Channel 4. What about if you meet with one of these places and just, you know, tell them your skills on your own. Does that give you a chance to get those, or do you have to do more at the place to kind of earn your chops a little bit?
I think I would have to go in and earn my chops, but I'm okay with that.
Yep.
You know, I've got a great friend right now. Her name's Amy Waller. She was just named wine director over at the Bachelor Farmer.
Okay.
And
well, that's a great job.
It's a great job. Yeah. And she is so deserving of it because she puts in the time and she knows her stuff and she's constantly learning. And I'm so excited and kind of enamored by her because to take on something like that is such a big challenge. And it's kind of, you know, we're both in this place of like it's second career. You know, we're not these newbies right out of college. We're, you know, in our 30s and figuring out life. And so I see what she's doing and kind of the things she's learning. And I want to do that. I don't want to just learn from reading someone else's blog, blog, no offense. But so we'll see. I don't know. It's just I love food because I love taking care of people. And the more therapy sessions I go to, the more I realize that food is kind of my love language. I like to feed people. I like to take care of them. And so it's a good outlet.
Well, it's so essential to what we're doing, right? And the curiosity level is so much higher about it, right? Our understanding is so much higher, but there's still so many people don't feel like they don't know how to do it or literally don't know how to do it. You know, like I remember we talked like a year ago or so, I said, could you do something where you are a meal prep person and you reach out to people? I know you dabbled in that a little bit. How did that go, and is there an opportunity for that?
I think there is an opportunity for that. It went well. It's very hard to be someone with no business background and then immediately try and put a business together. That's why it was called a pop-up. It went well. I still have people who reach out and want help, whether it's me coming into their home and helping them or just providing them with ideas. So I'm kind of in this weird gray space of figuring out if that's something I want to pursue. You know, do I want to dedicate every Sunday of my life to making meals for other people? And where would I do that? What's the restaurant space look like? You know, what's the prep space look like? Am I hiring staff or making John come with me? It's just, there's a lot of moving pieces. And if I've learned anything in the last year, it's to not jump into anything too quickly. And so I'm just kind of taking it day by day and really excited. You know, it's great when you can just book at places in town when you send the producer an idea. I'm on Twin Cities Live on Tuesday, Tuesday before Thanksgiving, so not next week, the week after, doing gluten-free ideas for Thanksgiving because I've given up gluten. I'm working on cutting out gluten.
So this is new?
Very new.
Okay.
And I'm not one of those crazy people who's going to, like, sniff out the table, but it's just the more I read about gluten and the more I know about my own anxiety and depression and the way I feel when I eat, I think it'll be good to kind of see –
How long has this been going?
It's only been a couple of weeks.
What do you miss most?
The ease of it.
Yeah, I'll say the convenience.
So I used to mock friends who actually had, you know, severe allergies, and they'd say, I go to the grocery store and there's nothing that's gluten-free. And then when you're a person who loves to cook and you go to the grocery store, there really is nothing that's gluten-free.
Yeah.
I've been really lucky. I found some great stuff at Trader Joe's and going to places like Fresh Time. But you go into the grocery store and let's say there's 100 aisles. Half of an aisle is gluten-free.
Yeah.
I will say the biggest one for me right now is finding a bread that I like. So if you have a gluten-free bread that you love, hit me up.
Yeah.
That's been a hard one.
Okay, do we think it's changing in the last couple years?
Yes.
More options? Because so many more people at least try this. I'm not sure how many people stay with it. Clearly some do. A high percentage do, but
I think it's improving. I still think for a lot of people it's at such a high price point. Like, for example, I looked for slider buns this last weekend. Four buns were like $6.99. Now, I'm sorry. Yes.
Really?
Yes. And you're not even, you know, I had never had them before. You're not
guaranteed. Over a dollar a bun.
Yeah. Thanks for the quick math there. No, it's just, you know.
The reason why he hasn't talked is he's been eating Lindsay's food the whole time.
This is cauliflower.
Gnocchi.
Okay.
That's from Trader Joe's.
G-N-O-C-C-I.
Yes. So
that's how you say that? I've always seen that on the menu and wonder, how do you say it? Nachi, I always want to say.
I love it.
I think you should go in and just roll with nachi.
Give me some of the nachi.
It is one of my two or three favorite places.
Okay, so this one is from Trader Joe's, and what you're eating is actually my Sunday sauce. So back in September, I went out to Rhode Island, and Adam gave me a great suggestion for dinner up in this little neighborhood called Federal Hill, and it's just all old school Italians, all mobsters. You are very much out of place as an outsider. But we were talking about Sunday sauce out there, and Sunday sauce is kind of just whatever you throw in a pot on a Sunday and you let it simmer. Typically, it's a mama sauce. But so you guys are eating my version of Sunday sauce, which you can find on my website, lindsaygensel.com, over pan-fried cauliflower gnocchi that's in the freezer section at Trader Joe's.
Mm, it's fantastic. Hang on. Lindsay's with us for the entire hour. We're going to talk about what's coming up with her life and batter on a number of other topics. So stay with us with Lindsay. Our friend Lindsay Gensel, kind enough to join us. Lindsay's with us for the entire hour. We're going to cover a lot of things, but let's talk about what is coming up in your life.
2 weeks I know from today.
I know something dramatic is coming up that you're very excited about, so tell people.
It's not a marriage and it's not a baby, so let's clear the room.
I thought you already were pregnant with triplets.
By the way, hilarious moment when I'm out in public like 3 months after leaving here and someone asked me about the triplets. And it was totally, and they knew it was a
joke.
They got the bit. It was great.
Okay.
They got the bit.
Good.
Yeah, no. So if you had listened for a while, you know that last November I went down to the U.S. Virgin Islands and spent a month doing disaster relief work with an organization called All Hands and Hearts. Mm-hmm. And they are a smart response disaster relief group that basically gets in The second they are allowed to after a storm hits, they were in the Bahamas days after it hit. They have a team down there already doing rebuilds on schools, community centers. That's kind of where their focus is making sure that those buildings that get the community back up and running are up and running as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Well, so I came home from St. Thomas and had just, I joke, it's like my eat, pray, love trip. I just had an amazing experience. It was so much more than I thought it was going to be. And I said to John, my boyfriend, I'm going to do this again.
Yep.
And he was like, well, you're not going to do it without me, because I think it was hard on him. I think he was lonely. I think it was a sign that, you know, if we're going to do this, it's going to be a team effort.
Well, you probably also saw how you felt about it.
Yeah.
How important it was to you, right? And then it would be important to him, too.
Exactly. And so I convinced him to take time off of work. We're both taking time off of work. We're driving down to Mexico Beach, which is actually the city that inspired the trip to begin with. So I was sitting right where Dan Cook is, and I was watching the coverage of Hurricane Michael, and they were talking about just how devastating it was to this town. And, you know, we're over a year later, and the town still doesn't have a bank, a grocery store, or a gas station. And I feel so lucky that I get this opportunity, that I, one, have the ability to be able to take time off of work, to be able to convince my partner to do the same. Mm-hmm. We've pawned our animals off on people. We've got someone house sitting. You know, it's a process.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going down.
Because your life still continues here.
Oh, yeah.
While you and John leave.
Yeah. So we'll be down in Mexico Beach for about 2.5-3 weeks, and we're staying in this. It's actually like a Bible camp across the street from a beach. We're in this big old bunk, very similar to the place that I stayed in St. Thomas. It is not luxurious.
Yeah.
We're staying in rooms with 20 bunks. There's a girl's room and a guy's room.
Right. When you first told the story about when you saw the room,
uh-huh,
and you're like, whoa.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess, you know, I expected this, but when, yep, you first see it with your own eyes and say, this is my life, that's still pretty stunning.
Well, and with St. Thomas, you know, we were in a condemned middle school. There was limited running water. We only had power from, you know, certain hours after dinner and then again in the morning, and they would let the fans run at night. It was very survivor-esque,
mm-hmm,
in that sense. And so Florida's going to be very different. You know, we have much nicer accommodations. The one thing that I'm very excited about is this team, the volunteers cook. So the volunteers,
okay,
do the cooking during the day. And so I'm already, you know, hoping to be able to throw my hat in the ring that I'll get to do 1 or 2 days while we're down there and cooking a meal for this big group. But there's some familiar faces. That's the thing that's so cool, is I'm looking at photos of what's going on down there. They're working on a lot of homes, a lot of things that are wrapping up, but they're still doing a Boys and Girls Club. And some of the volunteers that I met in St. Thomas will be in Florida.
So some of those folks just end up going from place,
yes,
to place, right?
Yes, and they're a lot
thankfully,
younger.
They're, right?
Thankfully, 100%.
Yeah.
What's really great about this organization is they have so many ongoing projects. They're still in the Carolinas. They're still doing amazing work in Texas. Jeff Glore did this amazing story a couple months ago, to the point where I text Jamie Ukas and I said, the next time you see Jeff, please, yeah, give him a hug for me, because the story he did about All Hands and Hearts and the work they're doing, it's so important. It's,
right,
so important not only to receive the funds, you know, All Hands and Hearts just partnered with Home Depot and they're going to be doing a ton of amazing work, but it's so important for these people in these communities to be reminded that not everyone has forgotten. You know, we live in,
yeah,
a society,
right,
we've got a school shooting today, so the cycle is just continuing and moving, mm-hmm, on. And so the story he did was just so amazing and heartwarming, and I'm ecstatic. I won't lie, it's not going to be the worst thing not being in Minnesota for the first 3 weeks of December.
No.
That's not the worst.
Well, could you make – Adam, you jump in too. You make a good point too. Like today, we're trying to understand what happens Santa Clarita. And the rest of our lives will continue the next couple of days, and we'll follow up on this. But for the folks who are affected by this, we have one individual dead. We have others who were harmed. We have so many people who are traumatized. Adam, we talk about this, but then those stories go on, even though the rest of us aren't consumed by it. That's why we need great organizations like Lindsay is tied to.
Well, think about like the 35W bridge collapse. That's a time when the entire world was focused on this part, and while it consumed our news for the next year or so as they built the bridge, and everybody else probably just kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so last year when we talked about this, some folks were willing to help. They were very kind.
So generous.
If folks want to help out, what can they do? Because this is an organization that kind of permeates its way through the community. You allow them to function, right? When you talk about no banking, no groceries, no just everyday life. And these are the folks who maybe some are trained in this and others are just, hey, I'm going to figure it out while I'm down there. And that combination is just great to see.
Yeah. So there were so many amazing people that reached out when I kind of first threw this idea out into the universe. And if you are inclined to either support John and I on our trip, you know, we're paying out of pocket to drive down. That's hotels, that's gas, that's all of the equipment that we're bringing with. If you'd like to help out, you can go to my website, lindseygensel.com. There's more info there. But if you're just inclined to help all hands and hearts, more power to you. It's Give to the Max Day, and I can't think of a better organization to support. You know, I think the one thing that we forget here in Minnesota, and we are lucky that it is rare that we are touched by a natural disaster, whether it's right. a tornado or a flood. Not everyone qualifies for FEMA. And what I love about All Hands and Hearts is that there are no restrictions. If you need help, they go above and beyond to make it happen. You know, I learned how to build a roof in St. Thomas. The things that they're teaching people and the ability to help in communities, I had no roofing experience. But we built a roof for this woman named Dorothy, and she's back in her home. And there are a lot of people in these communities, whether they're disabled, elderly, single parents, money's just not there. Yep. No one plans for a natural disaster. Right. And All Hands just goes in and they're like, you need help. Great, let's do it.
Let's do this. Let's post it on the Facebook page, right? And show people exactly how they can donate, whether it's directly to Lindsay and John or to the organization. Because Lindsay's right. This is Give to the Max Day. This state is going to give a staggering amount of money. This is a fabulous organization. So let's pitch in like people did and were so kind last year. Lindsay, we're going to see the skills of Adam Carter after traffic and weather, because he contends that he could walk in and be an FM DJ. Drop of the hat.
I have been.
Okay. But you're saying you could be again.
Could be today.
Could be again. So Dan Cook has picked out three songs, and Adam has convinced us he will hit the post. We have now made a wager. If Adam hits the post on all three songs, I have to buy him two lunches. If he hits the post on two songs, I have to buy him one lunch. If he only hits the post on one, I get lunch. And if he goes 0-for-3, I get two lunches. And by the way, there's no wiggle room, right? I mean, what sort of wiggle room are we talking about here?
Like, hitting the post is hitting the post.
Hitting the post. You'll be able to tell.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure you're on record on that before. Lindsay Gensel in studio with us. We're right back with Lindsay and our contest with Adam in moments on the home of the Timberwolves, WCCO. Our friend Lindsay Gensel is here. Okay, you know people are going to want to know how you're doing, because part of your appeal to so many of us is your honesty. You're authentic. When things are great, things are great. When things are more of a struggle, and we all can identify that, and a lot of us aren't as confident, sane.
Oh, I had a full-blown meltdown yesterday over health insurance. So if you're on Instagram, you can go and check it out. Because I shared it because I just think it, as someone who suffers from anxiety and just how quickly things can snowball. Luckily, I have a great therapist.
Yes.
No, things are
it's
great.
It's me, by the way. I'm
it is,
therapist.
Adam. Yeah. Yes. We get together.
Is it FM Adam?
Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
I actually would like the rock guy from the end with the yelling. I think that might do me some good.
Yeah.
No, things are great. You know, John and I will celebrate 5 years in December.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It is really good. He's great. He started a new job this summer, end of summer, fall.
And what's he doing?
He's working at Bayside Marina out on Lake Minnetonka, and he's back working on boats, which he loves. He is just Mr. Fix-It. That is what excites him. And it's really great to see him find something he's so passionate about. And I'm good. I'm doing TV, cooking. I do freelance babysitting. I just say freelance babysitting so I can just tell people I'm freelancing, so I don't actually have to tell them that I'm babysitting.
Okay, so how do you feel about that?
Some days are better than others, but it allows me right now the flexibility to do things like come in here and spend an hour with you guys, and it allows me to kind of work whenever I want. So it's good. Some people's kids are better than others.
Let's name names. Adam, no, we want names. We want kids' names.
No, it's funny because everyone used to joke on here that I'm the one who hates kids, but I get to watch these twin 9-month-old boys.
Well, you're also obsessed with holding babies.
Oh,
too.
My goodness. Can I tell you, there is nothing better for your soul than two chunky little babies who just want to hold you.
That's pretty good.
Oh, it's just the best. Do I want my own? No.
No.
Not now.
Not now.
But it is really nice. So.
Okay, so remind folks about what you're doing if they're just tuning in.
2 weeks, John and I are driving down to Mexico Beach. We're going to be working with this smart response disaster relief organization called All Hands and Hearts, and they're cleaning up after Hurricane Michael. So we're going to be down there rebuilding homes and getting people back in their homes and working on some community projects. And if you want to support us, you can go to my website. If you want to support All Hands, amazing organization that's doing really important work.
We've already posted it on Facebook.
Aww.
So people can do that. People can check it out. And Adam, I think it's a great day. This worked out well to have Lindsay in because 100%. So many
Speaking
people.
Of your old producer Kelly Jordan texts me and go, did you plan it out that you came in on Give to the Max Day? And I go, no.
We're that organized.
No.
I mean, come
on.
Yeah,
yeah. No,
we did.
No, we totally
did.
Of course we did. How is Kelly, by the way?
Good. She's got lots of babies in her life.
Yeah.
Too. Okay. She's just, Kelly is one in a million and the world is better with her in here.
Yeah, she is fabulous. You know what today is too, by the way, and none of us could do it. It's Neil Justin's trivia night. And So Neil does an event.
That brings back some blurry memories.
Yeah, it does, where there were some deep cocktails involved, but it also showed your vision. If you remember this, Adam, there was something where you had to look at it and try to guess what it was from.
Yeah.
Well, she's like
horrible copies,
she's
by the way.
Superman here, and she literally could read it.
Time Magazine covers, and you had to guess like the month and or the year they were from. Well, he didn't black out the year. He just thought all of the people would be too blind to see it, but I could get close enough.
Oh, yeah.
I think we nailed everyone.
I think that was the only category that we had success with. So, unfortunately, we can't do it. It's for a great cause, but maybe this will be a new thing, the producer roundup. We'll have various people come in. With Kieran, we'll have to have like a 30-second, well, actually, Kieran, a 30-second delay. Jenna, like a 5-minute delay. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to see you.
It's nice to see you guys.
Thanks for lunch.
You're welcome.
And lunch was phenomenal. By the way, there's still cheesecake. And what she's doing is fabulous. And we need more people who are as kind as Lindsay and willing to help out. So please check it out on her Facebook page right now, Chad Hartman Show. More on L.A. from CBS in moments.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.